Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 2, Wednesday edition. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. And that, again, is freetalklive.com. So enjoy it. Mark, let's talk about a peace wreath. What is that?
Well, it's just this gal's way of showing her Christmas spirit, I guess.
Oh, that's nice.
From Denver, the Homeowners Association in southwestern Colorado has threatened to fine a resident $25 a day until she removes a Christmas wreath with a peace sign that some say is an anti-Iraq war protest.
What?
Or a symbol of Satan.
Whoa, double what? Huh?
Couldn't they call it a Mack truck symbol? Couldn't they call it a pumpkin pie if they wanted to?
Where do these allegations come from?
Idiots. Some residents who have complained have children serving in Iraq, says Bob Kearns, president of the Loma Linda Homeowners Association in Pagosa Springs. Well, apparently, Loma Linda has some pretty some people with some pretty feo cerebres.
My gosh.
Yeah, he said he had some residents who also believed it was a symbol of Satan. Three or four residents complained, he said. Somebody could put up
based
a sign.
Based on what?
When you make an allegation like this, you're never required to base it on anything.
Based on the research that I've done into satanic imagery, this peace symbol is clearly a symbol of Satan. I mean, we all know that Satan wants peace on Earth.
He doesn't have to even back up that allegation.
Right.
He doesn't have to even sound like an idiot. He can just say, idiots have told me that they believe that this is a symbol of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could put up signs that say, drop bombs in Iraq. If you let one go up, then you have to let them all go up, he said in a telephone interview on Sunday.
I see.
Okay, this woman has a wreath
right
at her front door.
Peace on Earth. Isn't that part of the Christmas thing? I mean,
like a peace symbol. She is not advocating dropping bombs on anyone.
Right.
No one has died in the hanging of this wreath, Bob, you jerk. All right.
Oh, but apparently the military members that are out there fighting for freedom, supposedly, can't take a little bit of critique. Even if it was critique. Oh, we can't possibly offend the families of the military members.
Well, it's certainly within our purview to critique anyone we wish to critique. But this lady, Lisa Jensen, claims to not be critiquing anyone
right.
in any way, shape, or form, so she shouldn't have to bear the onus of the critique. I mean, the military people could say awful things about us in return if we critique them. She's not doing that.
This guy's just...
nuts.
Maybe I'm not. Maybe I just don't know enough about Christianity. Although I was a Christian for a long time, I recall from the teachings that what I learned as a Christian that the reason for Christmas is the birth of Jesus, and Jesus was supposedly the Prince of
Peace,
and peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Isn't that part of a Christmas song of some sort? You know, the three
wise
men or something?
Not the new, tougher Christianity that we have now that Bush has been elected.
Right, remember, Mark, Christmas is under attack here now in America
these
days.
That's right, Christmas has to defend itself.
This is crazy.
It's nuts. I get so sick of hearing this Christmas is under attack.
Oh, we'll get more of it. It's just now, just the very beginning of the Christmas season.
I listen to talk radio every day, and it's just so sickening.
It's pandering.
God, you people make me ill, and your Christmas is under attack. I mean, look.
They said happy holidays to me at the store today.
Right, I'm offended by Merry Christmas. Stop saying it to me. If I hear somebody say Merry Christmas, I'm going to scream and jump up and down and pee my pants.
No, you won't.
No, I won't. But that's what kind of jerks these people are.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear your Merry Christmas stuff. You know, just for fun, just to my little jab is whenever I mention Christmas, I always just write Xmas.
Right.
Yeah, just for
just
fun.
Just to take the Christ out?
Yeah, just to take it out. I find it offensive. Lisa Jensen said she wasn't thinking of the war when she hung the wreath. She said, peace is way bigger than not being at war. It's a spiritual thing. I'd have to agree with her.
Now, what is the... you said this was a neighborhood association, so it's not a government thing. It's neighborhood Nazis. But what's the violation here? Is it just that she's putting something out in front of her house and they're not allowed to have anything out in front of your house? Or are they making up a new rule just to spite this woman?
Do you want me to skip to that portion of the article?
Okay, continue.
Article?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Lisa Jensen is a past president.
Okay.
Of the, she calculates the fines will cost her about $1,000 and doubts that we'll be able to make her pay. But she said she's not going to take it down until after Christmas.
Wow.
So she says it'll probably cost $1,000. I'm not paying. I don't think they can make me pay.
They could put a lien on her house.
Mm-hmm. Now it has come to this. I feel I can't be bullied, she says. Mm. What if they don't like my Santa Claus?
Yeah.
But I don't think it's really they so much.
If you rearrange the letters in Santa, you get Satan.
I guess you do.
Yeah. That's satanic, yeah. Too.
I can't even spell it. I could care less about that.
Okay.
That's even... Satan's even sillier than Jesus.
Santa, you mean? Or Satan?
Santa, everybody knows, is fake.
Yeah.
The association of this 200-home subdivision, 270 miles southwest of Denver, just in case you wondered... has sent a letter to her saying that residents were offended by the sign and the board will not allow signs, flags, etc. that can be considered divisive.
So would the American flag be considered divisive?
Only if somebody felt offended by it or thought it was a satanic symbol.
Considering that this guy is allowing people to be offended by a peace symbol, suggesting that, the families of the Iraq soldiers are offended, would he actually even listen? Like, if I was living in that neighborhood and I said, hey, Joe down the street's got an American flag out front of his house, and I feel offended by that, wouldn't you think that this guy would just laugh at you for saying something like that?
I would think so, but I suspect Jensen's a past president of this homeowners association. Mm-hmm. Bob Kearns is a current president.
Yeah.
I just wonder if they're... I mean, you know, there's nothing here to say that Lisa Jensen's a good gal that wouldn't use her presidency of the homeowners association.
Sure, she might have wielded power against them.
To ream a few holes in Mr. Kearns here.
It's possible. It could be payback.
It could very well be. That's what my supposition is on this whole story, but none of that's mentioned. And
It's so petty. All of it is so petty. I mean, even if it really is payback, I'll show that Lisa. I'm going to get her for that wreath. I mean, really? Come on, people. Can't you just get a life, please?
You know, I don't know how I would feel if somebody came after me and they were a real jerk to me at the Homeowners Association, and then the power slips, the mantle of power slips upon my shoulders. Yeah, you might have a few problems messing around with the old Edgemeister.
King Edge.
The subdivision's rules say no signs, billboards, or advertising are permitted without the consent of the Architectural Control Committee. Now, this is the very best part of the whole article.
I think.
Last paragraph. Kearns ordered the committee to require Jensen to remove the wreath, but members refused after concluding that it was merely a seasonal symbol and that it did not say anything. Kearns fired all five committee members.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You won't do my bidding. You're done.
He's out of here. So this...
get some more flunkies in there.
Yeah, he's drunk with power.
Wow.
he's going to make that woman pay for... making him clean
who
up after his dog or whatever
it was. Who could possibly agree with this? I mean, we're speculating. We're speculating on what happened in the past. What we have to go on is what's happening now. For all we know, when she was in charge, she was very nice.
Your peace symbol is being removed based on the fact that it is either an anti-war protest or a symbol of Satan.
Absurd.
It is absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And I don't know what to do with Mr. Kearns, but I think it's pretty funny.
Is that an anti-war protest, seeing a peace symbol?
No. Well, it might be an anti-war protest. It is not an anti-Iraq
war
protest.
True. That just happens to be the war du jour. It's the war of the moment.
Right. And if you're offended by a peace sign, you need counseling.
You know what? There's a problem with Americans today is they're so easily offended. It's almost like Americans go around looking for ways to be offended. You ever notice that? 800-259-9231. We just have a country full of a bunch of babies, and they don't have anything close to thick skin. Please, get a life and find a hobby. Leave your neighbor's front door alone. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's November 29th, 2006. Gold's at $635.60, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $650, $647, $330.48 for half, and $165.39 for quarter ounce coins. That's $650, $647, $330.48, and $165.39. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
1-800-Flowers.com wants to remind you Thanksgiving is November the 23rd. Try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers, either as a gift or to decorate your table this Thanksgiving. The small is $49.99, and the large is just $59.99. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL for a 10% savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll free line. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the archives right there. Front page of the site. Easily downloadable. An entire year's worth of Free Talk Live. As a matter of fact, those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month. And you got to jump through hoops, get signed up, give them your credit card number. We don't do that stuff. We just give it away. It's free. FreeTalkLive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. You know, I was telling you at one point, Mark, that we have, or I have this Technorati search that sort of pops up. I think you've got the same search now.
I do.
It pops up whenever somebody mentions Free Talk Live on their blog.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't generally go to that page, so I don't often see it.
There's a young gentleman, I believe he's 23, posted on his MySpace blog that he has joined the Free State Project. After 6 months of considering it, he has finally joined, and I believe he also said he signed the first 1,000 pledge, which is excellent.
That is very good.
So I left him a little positive comment saying, congratulations, and see you in New Hampshire. So let's
encourage him to move to Keene.
Yeah, he was actually talking about Varen Swearingen, who is the president of the Free State Project.
I had Thanksgiving dinner with him.
Yes, you did. I know you know that. I'm talking to everyone else listening. Anyway, Varen's the president, and he happens to live in Keene. So, just another reason. The president of the Free State Project picked Keene. Maybe you should, too. All right, so Walter Williams writing over at townhall.com. Unlike today's Americans, the founders of our nation were suspicious, if not contemptuous, of government. Consider just a few of their words. James Madison suggested that, quote, all men having power ought to be distrusted to a certain degree. Thomas Paine observed, quote, so we still find the greedy hand of government thrusting itself into every corner and crevice of industry and grasping at the spoil of the multitude. It watches prosperity as it preys and permits none to escape without a tribute. That's a pretty great quote, and it really reflects. And he wrote this, what, back in the early 1800s or something? Isn't that when Thomas Paine was out and about?
Well, government hasn't changed. It's still the same thing over
right,
and over again.
But it's amazing that back then they thought it was thrusting itself into every corner and crevice of industry. I mean, even imagine if they could see it now and how its regulations have gotten into everyone's business and its silly rules and laws. John Adams reminded, quote, you have rights antecedent to all earthly governments, rights that cannot be repealed or restrained by human laws, rights derived from the great legislator of the universe. I was on the law enforcement forums today, and one of the cops there asserted that you have a right to protection. And I said, oh, really? Maybe, are you a liberal? Because a lot of these guys are of the conservative mindset, and
right.
They would never, ever consider themselves a liberal. But I tried to make the point, I don't know how well it went over with him, but I'm sure a few people reading got it. I tried to make the point that what you're talking about, this idea that you have a right to protection services, is collectivist thinking. The suggestion is that you have a right. If you have a right to protection services, it means you have the right to somebody else's labor. In this case, the protectors. And that doesn't differ at all from what you're standard liberal line is of, well, you have a right to health care, or you have a right to education.
Right.
The only thing that is different about those claims is the labor that you have a right to.
Mm.
The person who is laboring, whom you have a right to their labor. And you know what? What's the difference there? You Republicans, Democrats, they all believe that government should take from somebody else and give to another. It's just they just minorly differ in who they're taking from and who they're giving to.
Well, government sort of offers protection. That's what government is offering.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what gangs offer, too, protection.
Well, governments offer health care and education, too.
Well, those are protections against the ravages of, the wilds, the ravages of, life.
Ravages of ignorance.
Essentially, you know, those are other things, but it's protection. You know, it's protecting you against living poorly and, you know, being poor in the future, is having an education. So that's where they managed to get off doing this, and it's the siren song of government. Those of us who believe in small government, we're treading the line of saying, well, government's supposed to just offer the minimum amount of protection, keep people from invading my borders.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a local government for, you know, keeping the criminals from running amok in the streets. And that's what I want it for.
Since
you've opened the door, the lion can come in and, you know, he's just going to begin devouring whatever he's going to begin to devour. So you've got to keep him on a very tight leash.
Since we're talking about founding fathers, let's go to the phones and talk to Eric in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Hey, what's on your mind?
I actually wanted to ask, how much, I just said actually twice, how much you guys know about Alexander Hamilton.
I don't know a whole lot, except that he was what they called a Federalist, even though he was actually an anti-Federalist, but they kind of got that all switched around back then. Anyway, he was the big government guy. Of the Founding Fathers, he was the centralized authority dude. He was the one for bigger government, more centralization, that sort of concept.
He advocated dating older women and was shot and killed by Aaron Burr.
Yep, basically. And he was an illegitimate child, too.
He was what?
That's news to me.
He was what?
Yep. An illegitimate child.
An illegitimate child and not an American citizen, not born an American citizen.
Nope, he was born on Nevis in the Caribbean, I think.
What in the Caribbean?
An island called Nevis.
Hmm, never even heard of Nevis.
Yeah, it was actually, interestingly enough, a place where sent the people that they didn't want, basically.
Oh, it's kind of like a little Australia.
Huh.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they did. That's what they did in Australia. They sent all the criminals down.
I thought that's what they did in the Bahamas anyway.
So that's all? You were just curious as to what we knew about him?
Well, I thought that it was kind of interesting and might be worth bringing up since you guys were talking about the Founding Fathers, that Alexander Hamilton, yes, he was a proponent of big government, and he kind of advocated this idea of, like, rule by the elite and, you know, the upper class, not the upper class, but, like, the educated and wealthy. So he's not quite what you'd call the libertarian type of guy.
Not at all.
No, he's not.
No, I don't think anybody here on this show has ever claimed that he was a libertarian. I don't think that we could claim that all the Founding Fathers were libertarians.
Right.
It was just sort of the
not
general...
Not too many Hamiltonian libertarians running around.
No, it's just that was just sort of the libertarian liberty sort of a mindset was pervasive at that time, but not amongst everyone. So thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, Eric.
He's got a point.
Well, he's got something else? You still there?
The thing about Hamilton is that, interestingly enough, his idea of America as the future was big cities, powerful standing army, huge amounts of foreign power, and then an economic powerhouse, too. It's interesting when you contrast him to someone like Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Jefferson was way more pro-liberty. I mean, he hated big government.
Yes.
But at the same time, Jefferson's idea was that we wouldn't be a big foreign power, that we wouldn't have a powerhouse economy, and that America would actually be an agrarian society with very small cities, and that we would use our control of the food source and basically use that to, you know, hold that over the rest of the world to keep our foreign power.
So I think you can have both of those.
Yeah, you can have a really strong economy and have freedom. You know, hey, that's their predictions, and predictions are worth a hill of beans.
Yeah,
but
I thought it was
sharing.
Just kind of interesting how, despite the fact that he was more anti-liberty, he ended up having kind of more of the influence on the way America went economically.
It's true.
Sure, he wanted a big government. Once you get in government, the only thing to do is to
make
grow
it bigger. That's true. Eric, thanks, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Maybe we should rename the country to Hamiltonia.
I'll make a prediction. Government's going to grow.
Yeah, oh, wow, that's really, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Take some bets on that one.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming back with more. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. The Packet 8 toll-free line, in fact. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Over 850 unique pages created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com. So get over there and check it out. And maybe even edit it if you would like. Walter Williams talking about why we love government. Talking actually to start about why our founding fathers, or a number of them, with the exception of Alexander Hamilton and his crew, were very distrustful of government. Thomas Jefferson, in fact, gave us several warnings that we've since ignored. First, quote, "The natural progress of things is for liberty to yield and government to gain ground."
That's the truth. Liberty is going to yield and government is going to gain ground because it's going to be done slowly. And people are going to give up their liberties slowly. And they imagine that they're going to give them up temporarily. Oh, this income tax is only so that we can manage to get through the Great War, World War I here, and then we'll get rid of it. And they don't.
Second, quote, "The greatest calamity which could befall us would be submission to a government of unlimited powers." And third, "Whensoever the general government assumes undelegated powers, its acts are unauthoritative, void, and of no force." In response to what Jefferson...
Oh, they've got plenty of force.
In response to what Jefferson called an elective despotism, he suggested that, quote, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." With sentiments like these, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Madison became presidents. Could a person with similar sentiments win the presidency today? My guess is no, says Walter Williams. Today's Americans hold such liberty-oriented values in contempt, and any presidential aspirant holding them would have a zero chance of winning office. After all, look at the results for the Libertarian Party. Today's Americans hold a different vision of government. It is one that says Congress has the right to do just about anything upon which it can secure a majority vote. Most of what Congress does fits the description of forcing one American to serve the purposes of another American. That description only differs in degree, but not in kind, from slavery. At least 2/3 of the federal budget represents forcing one American to serve the purposes of another. younger workers are forced to pay for the prescriptions of older Americans. People who are not farmers are forced to serve those who are. Non-poor people are forced to serve poor people, and the general public is forced to serve corporations, college students, and other special interests who have the ear of Congress. The supreme tragedy that will lead to our undoing is that so far as personal economic interests or self-interests are concerned, it's perfectly rational for every American to seek to live at the expense of another American. Why? Well, not doing so will mean that he'll pay lower federal taxes. Not doing so doesn't mean that he'll pay lower federal taxes. All it means is there'll be more money for somebody else. So everybody's pushing for being able to get a space at the trough.
Who wouldn't? There's all this free stuff out there.
This is what they've created. This is the system.
That's what they want.
Right.
They want you to push for a space at the trough, because once they give you a little taste of what's going on in the muck bucket, then, well, you'll do anything they say.
And you're going to fight to get your space at the trough as well against others. And they're turning everyone against one another, interest groups against interest groups. And all the while, the government continues to gain power. In other words, once Congress establishes that one person may live at the expense of another, it pays for everyone to try to do so.
Sure.
You say, Williams, don't you believe in helping your fellow man? Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
I believe that reaching into one's own pockets to help his fellow man is both laudable and praiseworthy.
You know, I was listening to today on, I think it was the Rush Limbaugh show, and they were saying that there's two things that basically make somebody generous in the United States. Now, the United States is the most generous nation on the planet,
mm-hmm.
but they sort of tested and found out who's the most generous, and there's these two attributes.
Okay.
One is you are a religious person.
Hmm.
Religious people that go to church and that kind of thing.
I don't pass that one.
No, much more generous than... I wouldn't call myself as generous as many people I've met. I try to give, but I just don't have the opportunity to give that often, and I don't trust the people that ask me for money in a lot of cases. But the people that go to church, a lot more generous than people that don't.
Got it.
Secondly, the people that believe in... All Americans believe in spreading money around, but people that don't believe that the government should be spreading the money around?
More generous.
Far, far more generous than people, you know, commies.
So you're saying that the people...
Free marketeers, people that believe in the free market and freedom...
They prove that they really are generous individuals.
Absolutely.
And they prove the assertion that we've made plenty of times on Free Talk Live, that is, if you would just give people their money... allow them to keep the money that they earn, that they would be more generous, and that they would give more, because they'd have more to give. And so these are people who prove that by showing, yeah, look at me, I do this, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I'm doing it even though you're taking my money. Anyway,
I don't think most of them show it,
they don't brag about it.
Yeah,
it
wouldn't be them bragging about
it. Reaching into another's pockets to help his fellow man is despicable and worthy of condemnation. The bottom line, says Williams, we love government because it enables us to accomplish things that, if done privately, would lead to arrest and imprisonment. For example, if I saw a person in need and I took your money to help him, I'd be arrested and convicted of theft. And you should be.
Mm-hmm.
If I get Congress to do the same thing, I'm seen as compassionate. This vision ought to bother the Christians among us, for when God gave Moses the commandment, thou shalt not steal, I'm sure he didn't mean thou shalt not steal unless you've got a majority vote in Congress. Well said, Walter Williams at Town Hall. 800-259-9231.
He's got some good articles.
He does. And what's interesting is, I keep going back to the law enforcement forums. It's essentially been my week this week, and spending a lot of time there. What's interesting?
Spending a lot of time there, hanging out with the cops.
Enforcers. Well, what's interesting is that the police love to talk about how, well, they're just enforcing the law, and if you don't like the law, you should take it up with your representatives. And they're suggesting that it's my fault that the laws are the way they are.
Right. Ridiculous.
And
that
one man
could do something about it, and
right.
if one man can't do something about it, shut up and do what you're told.
As though I should just, follow the laws until something changes or until I can get them changed, which obviously I won't do. I'll do whatever's right for me.
Yep.
But
until then, our totalitarian regime that we have in place, do not rock the boat.
But the interesting thing about these people and their mindset is that they don't like politicians. I made a comment about how politicians aren't even humans, and one of them laughed about it. They thought that was funny. They don't like politicians, but yet they're their masters, essentially. They'll follow. If the politicians say jump through the hoop, they'll jump through the hoop.
Yeah, they're very duty bound in that respect.
Right.
You know, they
it's just such.
They have a love for duty.
Right. It's very mechanical, and you hate the people that are giving you these orders, but yet you follow them without. I mean, virtually without question. Yes, there are some exceptions. Yes, some of them make their own decisions. But for the most part,
that's the understanding, and that's what they, a great many of them seem to do.
And if you suggest changing the system, then oh my gosh, then it's like you're threatening their livelihoods. And it's just amazing to me how you can hate the people that set the rules for you. Why, if you hate these people so much, why won't you take up, some sort of an active stand against them?
Yeah, why would you work for them willingly? If I hated my boss, I'd be gone.
I understand. And I understand where some of them are coming from. For instance, you've got administrators that are in the policing profession who are going to retaliate against you if you come out against a certain set of laws. So there are some of them who might actually agree with us are afraid to come out in person about it or to come out publicly about it for fear of retaliation, for fear of possibly losing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this has to do with politics. All of this has to do with the way the system is run. And the more I think about it, Mark, the more I come to understand the mindset of these people, the less I really believe the system can be reformed. I don't know. There might still be a possibility it could be done, but these guys are so unwilling to take a stand for whatever their personal belief system is. I really just feel like it'd be more effective to just simply start up competing protection agencies and just compete with them, essentially, just to compete them out of the marketplace, eventually, which is essentially a theory called agorism, which I've stumbled upon recently. I find very interesting. I'll tell you a little bit more about it coming up here. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Your show, you take control. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site. We give them away, though we do ask that you vote for Free Talk Live in return. Now, Mark, where are we currently at on the podcast charts?
I don't know. Don't catch me flat-footed.
Last time I looked, I think we were at number 3, and that's thanks to all of you who have gone and voted at vote.freetalklive.com. 3 is good. We could be number 1 with your help if you head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Even in these remaining days, it's just a once-a-month sort of a thing.
It's less than 100 votes away, I would imagine. I'm still checking out the exact numbers, but it's only 2 days left.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to pull it off. It's a close one.
We're not going to end the month at number 1 as much as I'd really like to.
Probably not.
I don't see how.
One of these days, we might just beat those Harry Potter podcasts, but anyway. We beat everybody else.
We're 80 votes away.
Are we still number 3, though?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
So we beat away from number two.
We beat everybody else except for the Harry Potter guys.
And they're really close. They are neck and neck, those two.
All right. Well, anyway, vote.freetalklive.com. It's not too late. So, let's see. Let's move on here. Oh, I mentioned agorism. I finally discovered something that I thought was a pretty interesting vision for how liberty can advance in America. Now, as you know, Mark, I consider myself a free marketeer. Somebody who believes that the marketplace can provide all of the so-called services that government provides just on a voluntary basis.
Yes.
And
you've made up a little word to go with it. That's very nice.
Free marketeer, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. I like it. It's better than anarcho-capitalist.
It is a lot better than that. I have to give you credit on that.
It makes more sense. It's kind of fun.
It's a little funny, yes.
Yeah. And I discovered something called agorism recently. Now, agorism is, I'm not sure if I'm totally on board with it, but I like their vision. Essentially, it's a group of free marketeer, they call themselves left libertarians. I don't know why they've adopted that label for themselves. It just seems to be totally pigeonholing them. But basically, the concept is agora, which is a Greek word meaning open marketplace. That's the etymology.
An agoraphobic or whatever is afraid of
open areas. Yeah. Right. Essentially, they believe that the way towards liberty isn't through politics. And we've seen there's sort of two mindsets, at least here in the free state, here in New Hampshire. There's kind of the political guys, and then there's the anti-political guys. And then there's people like me that are sort of torn. You know, I sort of feel like, well, you know, maybe politics there could still be a chance that we could turn this around through politics. But I really like the methods and the ways of civil disobedience of the non-political guys.
I like them, too. I just don't intend to really get involved in them.
I still feel like at this point, a combination of the two is going to be what makes it work.
I don't see how you're not going to make it work without electing people. I can understand why people don't want to be involved in the elections and all that other good stuff. But, hey, I'm going to support you in your little protests and that kind of thing. Get out there and vote for me, would you?
I understand. But where I was going with this was if you look at the nonviolent civil disobedience crew and you ask them, well, how's this all going to change? There's not really an answer. There's just a, well, we're going to show the government. We're going to show the government for what it is. It's a violent group of individuals, and we're going to show that to the public by being disobedient and having them enact their violence on us. I mean, that's kind of like the Gandhi method, basically.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's really going to result in dramatic changes. I don't think that showing how the government is evil is going to result in the government going away. I don't think it's going to result in, at least in today's America, a dramatic outpouring of popular support to make the government go away, especially when there's nothing alternative to change, to switch over to. I mean, if there was a dramatic outpouring of support saying, oh, we've had enough of this government, but we're not really sure what else to do. I mean, really, that's kind of where I've been stuck at for the longest time, because I totally understand libertarianism, and I understand where it logically leads to, but getting to the point of liberty in America, again, is a tricky proposition. Now, even if you could get a bunch of political people elected, they can only shave government back so far. And I've said, well, once we get government cut back down, way, way, way back down to size, then we can talk about how to possibly cut it down further and maybe get to a point of having a true free market, which is something I'd like to see personally. But getting there has been tricky in my mind. And so the agorists have come up with an interesting concept, and that is counter-economics. Their suggestion is that counter-economists, people who take part in counter-economics, are people who are operating outside of the standard economy, in that black marketeers, people operating in the gray market, that sort of thing, people providing underground services, like, you know, the plumber that's not really a licensed plumber, that guy, he's a counter-economist. People that are not playing the legit game. And there are millions of Americans operating in these fashions.
Well, that's a strange word, a counter-economist. I mean, an economist is a person who sort of discusses financial markets and gives the overall picture and talks about all things financial. A counter-economist works in the black market. It doesn't seem to be like the opposite, you know. It doesn't seem to be the counter.
I don't know. It's just the term they came up with it, so that's the best term I know.
Okay, I don't like it. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you come up with something different, and we'll talk about that, okay?
Great.
So, anyway, the
black
idea...
marketeer.
But not everybody in the... Are you in the black market if you're operating an underground plumbing business?
Gray marketeer.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Anyway, so the idea is for these concepts to continue spreading, these libertarian, liberty-oriented concepts to continue spreading, and eventually that somebody will start up a competing entity to the government. And one of our guys, Dave, I don't know if I should even mention this. Somebody has come up with the idea to start essentially a private protection service, a service that would essentially come to your aid should your liberty be threatened by an agency like the government. And this private service would, for instance, bring activists to a trial. I mean, all the things that the libertarians in New Hampshire are supposed to do anyways, you would just have a contract with these people that would guarantee you these services. And I think it's a brilliant idea. And, of course, the idea is eventually for the agorist concept is for these private services to really just come right out and compete with the government services of the same ilk, show people that they are better, and that they could actually protect them from the government.
You better shave the government down before you start competing with it, because it is a big,
powerful
entity to compete with today.
Oh, yeah, it's going to crush you. If you were to start something like this today...
I mean, look what's happening with the Liberty Dollar people.
Right.
I mean, they're competing with the government within their own laws. What they're doing is legal, and the government doesn't care. The Mint is trying to shut them down because they don't like the competition. They're calling what they're doing illegal, and they're lying about it. So I wouldn't compete against the government outside of the law.
No, I agree. And that's why these ideas need to spread further before this can really take hold. But this is just more of a vision, Mark, for how these services that are so entrenched, like government police, could possibly be replaced someday. Down the line. I'm going to talk about next year. I'm just talking about down the line. You know, as this private organization steps up and starts providing security services for people, maybe like a neighborhood, for instance, a private neighborhood. We have these things today. There's private neighborhoods where there's private security forces. Just take that concept and expand it out.
Well, and get more the government, of course, is going to label them terrorist organizations.
Yes, they will. Which is why you need popular support to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, if you cut government
didn't
down...
Didn't really do... not Giuliani. What's the... Gotti. Didn't really do Gotti much luck or much good. He had pretty popular support in the neighborhoods in New York where he's from. They still took the old
Teflon
down.
There's big government there in New York.
Yeah.
So if we can really cut the government down to size, this is why I think the political people are very important here. But once we get it cut way down and we can actually start competing agencies, then people will realize, hey, you know, those competing guys are actually protecting us from government intrusion upon our rights. That's pretty valuable service. And so they'll start getting more and more popular, getting more and more clients, and eventually we'll be able to just simply shut the government down for the fact that everyone wants to buy their services somewhere else. I just thought it was an interesting vision of how we might be able to replace some of these old government services that really just aren't so great, but everybody seems to grasp onto because they don't know anything else. They haven't thought of any other ways to get over them or put them aside and move out to some other place.
Well, if you set it as a way to transition from a small government to a no government, I'm certainly willing to look at that. I still feel like the best way to do it is to more or less make it legal to compete with the government, and then people
precisely.
Will.
No, I agree. And that way, if we were to, for instance, get to this point where it was legal to do these things, your message to the existing government agencies would simply be, hey, you know, hey, it's competition. You guys are still welcome to play here. Just your services are so wonderful. The police think everybody thinks they're so great. If your services are so in demand, then people will have no problem whatsoever voluntarily paying for them. 800-259-9231. San Diego's looking to ban Walmart Supercenters. We'll get into that coming up. Hour 3's on the way. It's your show. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
It's America.